Okay, let me take you back to January 2017. That's when President Trump made a comment about a dumb deal in a call with the Prime Minister of Australia. That dumb deal, as Trump put it, was an agreement President Obama made to resettle more than 1,000 refugees who were stuck in Australia's offshore detention camps. The camps are on the tiny Pacific island of Nauru and on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. Some of the asylum seekers have been there since 2013, because for years it was Australian policy that refugees picked up at sea were sent to those island camps instead of being allowed into Australia. The agreement with the U.S. was designed to get some of the refugees out of their island limbo. We wanted to get an update on what's happened to that agreement, so we asked the world's Carol Hills to look into it. Carol, you've been following this story. What is happening now?
Well, I was curious because it's been a couple years. I decided to find out, well, how many have been resettled in the U.S. from Nauru and Manus. So I got in touch with Ann Richard, and she was Assistant Secretary of State for Population, Refugees, and Migration in the Obama administration, and she actually helped negotiate the deal. The first thing I wanted to ask is, how did this deal come about in the first place?
Well, the Australians approached us and asked if we would take some of the refugees off of these two islands as part of our regular annual refugee resettlement process. And so we agreed to do that, but we also asked Australia in return to take an interest in refugees from beyond the Pacific and the Southeast Asian areas, refugees who were fleeing Central America, refugees in Africa.
So, Carol, has the U.S. taken in any of the asylum seekers who'd been stuck in these Australian-run offshore camps?
Well, they have. Nearly 500 refugees have made it and are resettled in the U.S. But that's out of about 1,200 who were in the camps at the time the agreement was signed in 2016. And I asked Anne to give me a sense of who these people are who've been resettled in the U.S.
Well, I've met a number of them. So, for example, Imran Mohammed, who is a very young man when he was detained by the Australians, is now 25 years old. He lives in Chicago. He is working during the day and going to school at night. So his days are very, very full. Several of them also have sort of a survivor's guilt of being off these islands and out of detention and able to be at liberty while there are others who are still there.
So how many refugees are left in the camps on Manus and Nauru?
Well, according to the Refugee Council of Australia, as of February 28th, just last month, there are 394 people left on Nauru and 580 on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. So that's 894 altogether. Also, 265 people who applied to be resettled into the U.S. were rejected.
And why is that?
Well, apparently, when you apply for asylum in the U.S. and are rejected, you don't need to be given a reason why. But many of those rejected, more than half, are from Iran, which makes Ann Richard, the former Obama administration official, think that it has something to do with the Muslim ban by Trump, which in its current form blocks visas from five countries with majority Muslim populations. Mm. And those countries are Iran, Yemen, Somalia, Syria, and Libya.
Carol, I've read about these camps on Manus Island and Nauru, and it's really horrific conditions. I mean, what are the options for the people left in these offshore camps?
It's really grim. I mean, there are still some who haven't yet applied to the U.S. for resettlement, so we don't know what will happen to them. There was an attempt to resettle some in Cambodia. Seven went. It hasn't worked out well, so that's not happening anymore. There was a sponsor group in Canada that resettled another person. And New Zealand, several years ago, put out an offer. We'll take 150 of them. There's elections coming up in May in Australia, and if the government changes, there's a good chance that they would take New Zealand up on their offer. But it's really grim, and plus, the camp in Manus no longer really exists. So the men stuck there, and it is a men's only camp in Manus, they're living in other housing, which the Australian government is providing for, but it isn't set up for long term. And some of them, you know, have been there for like 6 years.
Yeah. And what about Australia? Have they taken in any of the refugees they were encouraged to take in the agreement with the Obama administration?
There were 32 people from El Salvador and 9 from Colombia permanently resettled in Australia in 2017. In 2018, less than 5 were resettled from Colombia, and there's been no resettlements from Guatemala or Honduras. And that's the only data they have.
The world's Carol Hills. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Marco.